Thank you very much. Thank you for being here today. my name is Dennis Lau. Again, I'm with Northwestern University. I have two presentations back to back. I tell the program people not to do that, and they didn't listen. So if I'm boring, I apologize for the next two presentations. So my area, the area I'm talking about today is about medication management for family caregivers in the private residence setting. This is definitely a collaborative effort, so there's a lot of names. But the first presentation focuses on the hospice provider's role in helping informal caregivers with managing medications at home. I have no conflict of interest to disclose. This is, again, I want to acknowledge the various co-investigators that play a key role in this part of research. I also want to acknowledge the funding agencies as well as the participating hospice and palliative care organizations that supported this research. So a little background on this topic. In the United States, there are about 1.2 million patients age 65 and older near the end of life that receive hospice services. About 40% receive care in the private residence. That is the highest percentage. The others are in nursing homes, inpatient settings, but majority are in the home setting. Although hospice providers provide regular house visits, the informal caregivers, who are primarily family and friends, unpaid non-professionals, provide around-the-clock hands-on care. And among all the duties that caregivers give at home, the medication management is considered one of the key responsibilities to manage pain and symptoms for the patients in the home setting. Most caregivers do consider that hospice nurses the primary source of information as well as assistance in this in their roles. However, there is also evidence that the quality of assistance in medication management from hospice do vary by program. In some of the prior research we've done, we found that effective medication management goes beyond just following simple instructions, and that caregivers are required to safely store, organize, and discard medications, properly administer as needed, as well as scheduled meds. And they also have to vigilantly monitor the common symptoms and side effects in the patients. So despite that hospice providers play a critical role in facilitating caregivers and managing medications, little is known about the specific clinical approaches that they use to help caregivers to manage these medications, and there are currently no national recommendations or comprehensive clinical standards in this on this topic. So for the objective of the study is to describe the key approaches that hospice nurses, physicians, and social workers report employing to facilitate medication management for caregivers. The study sample is from four hospice organizations, one for-profit, three non-for-profit. They are all in the Chicago area. The daily census varies from less than 100 to over 200. We worked with senior administrators and clinical managers of each of the hospice organizations to recruit at least one nurse, one physician, one social worker with at least 1 year of hospice clinical experience at each of their sites. We also, there was a total of 22 providers for this study. The interviews were semi-structured, open-ended, and it contained trigger questions that asked for hospice providers' views on caregivers' challenges, concerns, and needs with managing medications, and responds what their approaches are to address these issues. So for example, we asked, these are a little bit off, but for example, we asked what should caregivers know to help a patient with medications at home, and what have you or other hospice providers, how have you and other hospice providers helped caregivers with medication-related tasks? Another sort of question we asked was, what problems have you witnessed caregivers experience with medications, and how have you and other providers helped these caregivers overcome these difficulties? So based on the interviews, we found that there are five major approaches that the hospice caregivers use to help hospice providers help caregivers manage their medications. Build trust, tailor information, promote self-confidence, offer relief, such as through in-home assistance, and assess understanding and performance. So although each of the discipline, the nurses, physicians, and social workers describe distinct but yet overlapping techniques that helped caregivers manage their medications. So I'm gonna go over it by the role of each of the providers. So among the nurses, the first is to build trust. So nurses by far have the most interactions with the caregivers and patients at home, and they begin the building trust as soon as after hospice enrollment. So one of the nurses said, during the first few interviews, we talk about hospice and building up that relationship. Once we gain their trust, the family will be more willing to listen and follow our instructions. They also are the key person to really disseminate the information, and they do so by tailoring the information according to the caregiving situation, and they respond accordingly. So essentially identifying who the caregivers are and what their personalities are like. So one of the nurses said, some caregivers don't want to decide when or how medications to give, so I tell them to give the medicine every night before bedtime. So they do some sorts of tailoring information on the spot. In addition, they also promote self-confidence. This is to encourage caregivers to use, for example, to encourage caregivers to use what they know as a strength. So one nurse said, I remind caregivers that they live with the person for 20 to 30 years. They can tell when he's agitated and needs his meds. So this is essentially a way of telling the caregivers that you're not starting this from scratch, that you, chances are a lot of them have been taking care of these patients for many years. They also provide in-home assistance by providing more frequent visits, as well as prefilling the pill boxes or syringes before they leave the home setting. Lastly, they also do some assessments of the performance and understanding of the caregivers. So they ask caregivers if they understand point blankly, or they ask them to repeat the information, or they ask them to demonstrate new procedures, to demonstrate the new procedure they just learned. One thing we found was that a lot of these are not standardized. So one nurse said, I don't have a standard for doing this. I see how receptive they are and what they repeat back to me. I watch how they store the meds, take them out of the bottles, and organize the meds in the pill boxes. I watch for red flags. So in some way, there's also a little bit of a retrospective perspective, and rather than more of a passive versus an active role that they do with assessing understanding and performance. Physicians by far have the least interactions with the patients and caregivers at home. So they do build a rapport, but usually at the initial visit, hospice enrollment visit. However, once after that, the role that they play is to simplify the medication regimen in order to reduce the burden and also to simplify procedures to promote adherence. So one of the physicians says, for caregivers who have trouble assessing symptoms or giving medications as needed, I change the prescription so that the meds can be given on a schedule. They also use their authority and also to really reinforce the nurse's instructions. So one physician says, if the caregivers are distressed about giving the meds, I tell them to call me directly. This helps allay their fears, and they're more willing to be compliant. What was surprising was that we actually chose a role to invite social workers to participate in this study, because we also saw that they make home visits, and we thought maybe perhaps they may play a role. It turns out that they actually play a pretty critical role in the medication management topic. So again, they also build trust with the patient and caregiver, but their primary role that social workers play is to provide the emotional support. They basically look at the overall psychosocial support that the caregivers have in the home when they manage medications. So one of the quotes from the social workers is, it's easy to become task-oriented and try to give a lot of information that can create a distance between them and us. And another aspect, it also creates a distance between the caregiver and the patient, because the caregivers are so involved with the task, they don't sit down and actually ask the patients, how are you doing today? In addition to emotional support, they also mobilize the supportive resources from the caregiver's social support network, as well as the community at large. So one of the social workers says that, I identify everyone involved with caring for the patient. Do the caregivers feel comfortable reaching out to their neighbors in case of an emergency? And then the social worker also goes beyond and talk about, also reiterate some of the information that the nurses provide to the caregivers in simpler terms. They sometimes reframe the information about the symptoms and medications in more relatable concepts to the caregivers. I think this is especially important because social workers are not medically trained, so they could probably discuss more of the concepts in layman terms for them. So what we found here was that the providers, the nurses, social workers, and physicians have overlapping, yet they also have distinctive strategies to facilitate medication management. These differences could be due to their respective professional training and also the different functions as part of the hospice team. The hospice provider's method also has, they are informed by adult learning theory, which is actually the big piece for this behind the study, was how do they divulge the information to the caregivers and how do they help them. However, there's also more evidence is needed to show that these are prevalent, these are consistently applied, and that these are effective in symptom management. We also found that interdisciplinary team meetings, which is very central element of hospice care organizations, is a important for teamwork because, as you can see, nurses, social workers, and physicians, and others on the hospice teams have a lot of interactions with the caregivers and patients, and that I think the more research needs to be focused on what's going on in the IDT meetings. So lastly, the limitations. This is obviously only from the perspective of the providers. We did not include other members of the hospice teams or from the family caregivers. This is only in Chicago. So I think there's definitely more research needs to be focused on the role transition as caregivers become a medication manager. What are the issues involved and how that needs to be tackled by the hospice team. There's also other techniques that wasn't mentioned in this study that also needs to be explored to help caregivers manage the medications. That's the first presentation. Any? That's good. So
did you involve a pharmacist at all in your?
Yeah, the pharmacist is a little bit harder to, we wanted to recruit a pharmacist, but the pharmacists work across site. So at that time, we want to focus more on the in-house, what's going on in the in-house. The pharmacists traditionally are not involved in the IDT meeting, and so they play more, they have also the least interaction with patients and family members. In fact, they may even have none most of the time. So I think the pharmacist perhaps play a better, more major role in the nursing home and the inpatient service settings than in the home setting.
Did you focus on the interdisciplinary team process as part of the study at all?
We didn't, and that's the thing that we really, it's a limitation that perhaps we might supplement this before we go to publication and to really do more of an observation on the IDT setting, because I think that's where we need to investigate whether if the information is really indeed passed around and the decision-making is indeed a team effort. It sounds like that the authority of the prescribing, both administering and all the procedures are done at the home setting by the nurse. And so the authority and the responsibility given to nurse is tremendous compared to for example, an inpatient setting. So in some way, this is very similar to a nursing home setting where the nurse also plays a huge role in making some clinical decisions, sometimes without the without consulting with the physician first. For example, making the medications much more accessible and much more understandable, or perhaps even telling the patients to give the medications on schedule versus as needed. And if any of you work in a hospice setting, as needed medication is really the key to a lot of symptom management. Because the next presentation might answer some of your questions.